You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, you think? Don't smile at me, Sliwa. don't smile
this
at
guy.
Me. I just had an epiphany, and we got to make sure that we're on the same page.
Our side chats might be the best.
That's right.
Side chats.
We were talking about what
we'll
we
see
got.
Me and Cody's side chats. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning to you, Slee. How
good
you
morning
feeling?
To you.
Good to see you. Roars to you, M.
Good morning,
sup,
everybody.
What's up, bro?
All right. Yep. Slap that mic.
There we go.
Hey, you know what? Just let's just have him talk through that. It sounds like he's talking through a Jack in the Box drive-in speaker
sup,
the whole
bro?
Time.
It sounds sounds like he's.
I'll take curly fries, two tacos.
14 feet. In water, and we're barely
or
just
like
here
an
at the
old,
end of it.
Like subway announcer yes, in New York yes. City. Yeah. Like,
did you guys ever have those walkie talkies as kids where you'd like you could talk to your brother on the other side of the house or whatever? Yeah. You could barely hear it, sounded exactly like that.
Can we do this? You know, anytime you go, you do a lot of walking these days, right?
6.3 miles yesterday.
Ooh,
good
very
one.
Nice, Travis.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
How's your knee feeling?
My knee is good. We'll talk about my hips. My hips are not great. I'm starting to feel like bruised our Gratterol. I have a hip.
We'll line
at the
you
moment.
Up. We got to just realign your hips here. Real
feeling
quick.
Good. It's just my hips hurt a little bit.
When you get to a crosswalk and you hit the, you just basically hit the button to indicate you're there. So now you're going to get the walk sign. I get it, but at what point did we get these speakers that are in there?
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
That was a good impression right there.
No, that's exactly what it is. I'm like, relax. And then I hit it again. It's like, wait.
Wait.
I'm like, I'm just letting you know that I'm here to cross. I'm not going anywhere.
They want you
so
to wait.
Loud.
They want you to wait. So what
those
we're talking about.
Are better than ours.
Oh, for sure. No, look, it's like a speak and spell. It's like toy from
okay,
the 1970s.
Speaking of this. Okay, so I take the bus sometimes to work, and I'll come up on not Olymp Figueroa, I think. I can't remember. But whatever this long street is here by our office.
It's probably Olympic. Yeah.
Olympic no, it's not Olympic because Olympic goes, it's the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, doesn't really matter. I'm walking across a crosswalk.
I'm going to go outside and look.
And I press the button.
Wait.
And it says, no, it doesn't say wait. It says change password.
What?
Change password. I don't even know what that means.
Someone hacked into the thing.
Change password?
Yes.
Someone at Metro needs to go in there and change the password,
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like right across from one of the entrances for crypto that's closest to the convention center. And so I press that and it goes, change password.
Yeah, now I'm not trusting the walk sign. For all I know, everyone says walk and it's all green.
I'm assuming it's for the sight impaired, the blind. So
yes, it
but,
is.
But change password doesn't help me when to cross the street. Wait.
I'm just saying, stop yelling at me.
Tell him when I want to interrupt you from now on, I'm just going to say, wait. And it's loud, too. That's the thing.
Wait.
It's not like
aggressive.
It's like you hit the button, they go, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, it's wait. And then I look around like, did anybody else hear that? And if I press it again, somebody's looking at me like, stop pressing the button.
We got a busy week this week, my friend.
A very busy week.
We've got a really busy week. We got our Pizza Hut thing coming up on Friday.
Yep.
We've got Islands coming up on Thursday. And we've got our Pickleball Madness Tournament coming up on Saturday. We have a three-event week coming up, Slee. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Let me just kind of throw this out there. It's not like you and I are...
Wait!
Are it was so aggressive.
Sorry.
The
I
look on
again.
Your face, too. It
Sorry,
looked at me
bad.
Right in the eyes.
My bad.
It's not like we do this often, so getting a chance to be out there with our people and getting a chance to go to different parts of Los Angeles, come hang out with us. Come hang out with us. Let me give you guys the details for this upcoming Friday. But if you're out in the Anaheim area, we're going to be there doing our show this Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Pizza in Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come out for a chance to win that 75-inch TV that we've been talking about from our friends over at Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Nothing but TVs to watch the games at Pizza Hut. So all the games going on, you could watch it there. Plus, we got happy hour specials starting at 10 a.m., $1 off pints of beer, $2 off pitchers, half-price apps, the $9 express lunch deal, and more. Pizza Hut in Anaheim this Friday, for Travis and Sliwa's show live on the road. Hang out with us 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. No one out pizza's out.
What time do the Aztecs play on Friday?
Not a good time.
What time?
10:30.
So right
That's
in the middle of our show.
Timing.
That's the perfect,
that perfect
time. Yes.
Yeah, for the show.
Okay, yes.
Let me tell you why it's not perfect for my standpoint. I'm awful. At teams that I genuinely care about, I'm not a good watch. Like, I'm not a good... I get nervous. So Laker game was going on Saturday, and SDSU was playing against New Mexico as a Mountain West Championship. Mm-hmm. To my right, there's a TV. So I put the game on. And there I am, you know, doing the pregame show, talking to Michael. I had to keep changing the channel. I'm like, I can't do this. They go on a 6-0 run, and everything seems fine. They go down by 6. I'm like, change the damn channel so I can pay attention.
So that's the best, though, because the people that come to see us at 10:30 get to see
be happy
you melt down or be very happy, and that's the best thing. So if you have a chance to, you'll see a different side of Slee on Friday.
Get out there, Aztecs. Aztec fans in Anaheim, come hang out.
Last year when we were
Aztec haters.
Yamava, the... was it Furman that clipped you guys, Em?
Yeah, it was Furman. At the last second, Kihei Clark throws a very stupid pass to the half, and then they ended up on a heave and win.
They won on the heave, and Emily was, you know, just devastated, and it was all caught on camera.
And our social team was like, zoom in on that tear.
Well, it was kind of exciting.
Hey, I mean, it was a glorious clip, and so you need to
get her crying.
It's pretty good.
So you might see Slee cry on Friday, depending on what happens with the Aztecs.
Who do they play?
They got UAB.
Okay.
University of Alabama, Birmingham?
Yeah. They got UAB and
They're the Dragons, something like that.
I don't know. It's 5-12. Those are usually tricky.
5-12 is usually something.
It's actually Blaze the Dragon.
Blaze the Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the Blazers. That's right. But they have a dragon mascot.
Mm-hmm.
So I get partial credit. I got
to figure out if they win that game.
So you can't do that, Al. It's the tournament. 5-12. You're already looking for what's the next game. That's bad mojo.
About maybe trying to attend. Maybe on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to lose for sure. You want to make sure they lose? Book a flight.
Well, no, I'm not going to book a flight.
Wait.
I'll wait to book a flight.
Wait.
To book a flight.
You're going
to
want to do that. Then we got Islands on Thursday. We got our pickleball tournament on Saturday.
Yeah.
If it's anything like last year, our pickleball tournament, you and I will kind of be the starting match for the 7-10 personalities, at least, because we were the first ones to play last year. We kind of went in the order of the shows,
I
at
think
least.
We were 5:30 tip off.
We did
5:30 a.m.
Are you ready? Have you?
I'm going to play this.
Found
week.
Your paddle?
No, I'm going to play this week.
You are.
Yeah.
Why?
I haven't found my paddle. I got,
you got a new
paddle.
One.
Yeah. Because rookie.
Oh, that's right. He
tore into the other one, so that one had to go.
I say this with all due respect.
Yeah.
Why are you going to play this week?
I just want to know how to play again. That's it. I just want to know how to play again. I just
you
want
hit
to
the
have
ball
a,
over the net.
I just want to have
between
a rough idea of when we're both supposed to be back, when one of us is supposed to be. I want to get the scoring back under. I just get
the
I
scoring thing. I'm going to need a brief refresher.
Yeah.
But we worked best when I was at the front and you were in the back.
Oh yeah, no question. That
was our best combination, because you obviously are going to cover more ground than I am. But I got to a decent amount of balls.
You ate up everything in the front.
Well, it's hard to look. The court's small, right?
Yep.
A pickleball court is not big, so I can cover.
Yeah.
You know, some ground.
It's less to do with the listeners. It's more to do with if at some point you turn to me and say, Al, let's win this game, which probably the chances are not probably very high. But if we just happen to be playing somebody from 710 ESPN and you and I might be a couple deep and all of a sudden we want to win a game, I need to play two games to kind of get me back on
track. You have seen the other people at this station do things, right?
I have seen
them. So we're good.
Who are we talking about specifically?
I'm not talking about anybody specifically. I'm just saying
they're
that
all together.
We played last year. I feel like we are. I'm not saying we're a lot better than everybody else. I'm just saying that I feel like we got a good chance against everybody else. That's kind of what I'm looking at. That's how I'm looking at it.
They've been playing.
Yeah, but really, does that matter?
They're like in a Navy SEAL training.
We got our asses handed to us.
We did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did. I feel like every other show is in like a Navy SEAL training.
That's fine.
It's because they're scared.
That's fine. You know, sometimes you just show up and let your talent hang out.
If there was one opponent you guys could face, who would you want it to be here at 7-10?
Whoever's most likely to beat us.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather take the team that could get us early and get either past them or get clipped by them and be free to do
basically,
whatever
I think Caitlin and DeMarco is going to be a solid
That's a good
pair.
Combo.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
combo
pretty
right
good.
There.
Look, There is no Denver Nuggets. I think Sedano and Cap could be much better because I know they've been playing. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see. And then Ireland and Lisa, that could be a sneaky little matchup because Lisa plays a lot.
Probably know John, after every round of golf, he's going to play 2 hours of pickleball for all we know.
Fairly certain that's not happening. I could be wrong. I could be wrong for sure. Emily, you sounded pretty excited this morning to find out that your Hoos were in the play-in game.
Super excited. I'll talk about it more in Rosebud and Thorn, but yeah,
I got to come up with that. It was. I've never seen somebody less enthused about their team getting. Do you count it as a? I know if technically, officially, it is an NCAA tournament
game.
It's
like how you kind of play in game in the NBA. It's
technically is not playoffs.
I know. So this is technically not playoffs.
It should be. I agree.
Technically, it is a tournament game. That's what's weird about it.
But I don't count it.
But they do. Like when your NCAA record will either be one game better or one game worse. Come, they play Tuesday. They play tomorrow.
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
Yeah. She was less than enthusiastic.
But yeah, I'll lay into them in Rosebud and Thorn about 12:30.
She also threw cold water all over my Kate Middleton sighting from the weekend. I read this morning, on Sunday, that Kate Middleton had finally been seen.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And apparently,
so we're good?
I thought so, but apparently not.
We're not. We're not good. Okay, who has the video?
You have to understand something.
People.
All he has to tell me is, we're good, and I'm going to believe him.
Okay, here's
so
the
why does he think we're good?
Because the LA Times told me that they had a picture or a video.
Sounds reputable.
I have not seen the video. I've seen the Sun say, hey, we have reports that someone has seen her. Okay, whose reports? Paid off by the Sun? Unless I lay eyes on Kate Middleton talking.
What, do you want to shake her hand?
No, I just need to see her talking and being like address a State of the Union, but Kate Middleton.
State of the Monarchy.
Exactly. Well, yes.
State of the Crown.
It's in distress. For sure, because they've just put themselves in such a bad hole because this is a PR disaster. They just need to. They've just been messing it up.
I don't know if
it's
a PR disaster.
It is.
We're talking about it,
and it's not positive.
Kind of. Well, hopefully, it all ends up positive.
Put it to you this way: this is the first time I've had even a modicum of interest in the royal family in my entire life.
I still have no idea what's going on.
But that's, I don't care what they want. I'm saying from my perspective, this is the first time I'm like, well, that's kind of weird that she's AWOL. That's weird. Now, if she just showed up tomorrow and like, hey guys, I'm right here, I will immediately go back to never caring about any of it ever. The longer she's gone, the more intrigued I am.
You know, there's an embargo that will be lifted on Wednesday with some important news the BBC and other people have held on to. So it's going to be a big thing.
Can you do that sigh again? That sigh I could take two ways. Remember like back in the day, it would be like a commercial of somebody having a refreshing drink or somebody's just like calm, cool, and collected. But it's not the sigh that she's using.
It's not. It's. Yeah.
Well, yes. That's more. But that one is. That one's kind of her sigh is a little bit in the middle there.
It's more like the sigh that you give to the doctor when they're trying to measure you with a stethoscope and go. Breathe in and out.
Deep breath.
No, when they're like, can you step on the scale? And it's like, first off,
really
it's 2 o'clock. It's not fair. I ate all day today, and you didn't ask me to take my shoes off or my clothes off.
First thing in the morning, Slee. That's what they always tell you. First thing in the morning is when you're going to get your best and your most consistent readings. The Lakers, I think they're still finishing up the fourth quarter from Saturday night. I think that's still taking place right now. We'll figure that out. And you have a path?
Yeah, there's a path.
There is.
There's a path for the Lakers.
I need you to get out your machete and hack your way through this path because I can't see it from here. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Em, I got a question for you.
Okay. About Kate Middleton, I'm not going to answer. Well, I don't have answers.
The Sun did report.
I watched the video. There's no Kate Middleton in there.
I know, but it's on Twitter.
Okay, got it. All right. Anyway, Travis, what's your question?
And it has 7 likes.
Oh, my gosh. 7 likes.
Yeah, but it's on Twitter should be like the comeback for everything.
Need I say more?
I don't believe that the earth is round. Yeah, but it's on Twitter. It's just that should be the comeback for everything. Did you redecorate your office? What's up with that chair in there? I just noticed that walking
Lindsay
back from coffee.
Lindsay redecorated the office.
How do you feel about that?
I don't put much effort into how the office looks. I kind of go into the office and I get on my computer and I do nothing else. The chair looks fine.
I walked through. Yeah. I noticed it. Yeah. And is that plant new too?
I didn't even know there's a plant.
I'm with you on the plant and the chair.
You know what I thought of immediately? It's a great little podcast setup that they got right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good setup. Lindsay, maybe just kind of trying to add some spice to the office. I think it looks good.
I think people usually sit in my chair when they're having a conversation with Lindsay, like pre-show and everything. Yeah. So I think she added that chair as
Did you kick people out of your chair?
No,
like,
don't you dare
sit in my chair ever again?
She put a sign on her chair.
Lindsay and
I. She put her chair upside
wire.
Down. You know, when they
like a restaurant, they put them up on the table.
The handles are just jacked up.
Lindsay and I don't cross paths often just because, like, you know, our shows are so far apart in time, and so usually, like, when I am leaving, we might cross paths like a little bit. So, no, I've never run into somebody sitting in my chair.
And
I don't
care
if people sit in my chair. Yeah, I mean, it looks nice. I just was like, oh, this chair's different. And no, I did not notice the plant at all.
I came through the back door this morning, so I had not gone by your office without you in it.
Yeah.
And when I walked by, I'm looking at you. I'm having a conversation with you. So the office was empty. I'm like,
I noticed it right away.
Me too.
Yeah.
When do we get some chairs?
Yeah.
It's like a Lazy Boy. It's a nice leather, comfy.
I don't know where she took it from. It must have been in the back somewhere.
No, I think it was
I think it was back there. Interested in redecorating. So
it was in Sam's old office.
Can we just help ourselves?
I think
just
one more
take
in there.
Whatever we want. It's empty. It's been picked over.
I think so.
I'm gonna take the Magic Jordan. That photo.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool one.
Iconic photo.
Yeah.
But we used to have a fridge in there, like a bigger fridge.
I
have a mini
that.
Fridge underneath my desk, but there was a bigger fridge. I don't know where that went. But yeah, I came into the office on last Friday and I was like,
they just put a
stackable
washer dryer.
Like the one that goes in the closet?
The one in my house is still broken from October.
I like those. So what's the path? Because I watched the Lakers and AD got his eyeball scratched and he left the game and that was the end of that game. And their defense is bad with AD. Without AD, it was basically a lob line.
It was
at
a
the
layup
rim.
Line.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. How many times is Draymond going to throw that lob before there's some sort of defensive effort to try to stop it? It's just Curry cuts, Draymond rolls, give it to Draymond. Draymond lobs it to the rim. Bam. They only ran it about 38 times against the Lakers.
How about Draymond's passes to Steph? How about Draymond's passes on the back doors?
So tell me
Draymond's
the path.
On the lobs.
Yeah, tell me the path.
Okay, here's the path. Lakers right now are sitting 10th in the Western Conference. All right, so 36-32. According to Tankathon, the Lakers have the 9th toughest schedule left in the NBA. If you go look at their schedule, a lot of winnable games.
Oh, yeah, it's not much.
A lot of winnable games. This is actually, you could kind of take a deep breath here. The problem is they lost to Sacramento, they lost to Golden State, so they're in the position that they're in. Trev, their path, this is the only shot that they have of making some noise in the playoffs, and all of this has to happen in order for them to be there, okay? Vando has to be back before the season ends. He just has to. There is no, if you go look at this Lakers team.
And what's his prognosis?
So supposedly towards the end of the month.
Doesn't leave much time.
It doesn't leave much time. And again, if none of these things happen, then the season's probably going to be over by the time we get to April 20th or whenever the play-in tournament's done. Jared Vanderbilt has to be there. He has to be there. All these other guys that are out, to be honest, I don't think the world's going to change. Cam Reddish is going to come back, but the world won't change. Gabe Vincent, to be honest with you, if you've only played five games this year,
it's like getting a brand new player that has no familiarity with what you're doing.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
At least Vando, you just kind of know exactly. This guy comes in for one purpose, and that's it. He's going to grab rebounds. It will also take Rui potentially back off the bench because they have no bench right now. Their path is Jared Vanderbilt has to be healthy.
Okay.
Has to be healthy. Their path is just avoid the number 10 spot.
Which they're in right now.
In right now, one of the easier schedules left. There's a random team that I really think is just going to keep kind of going backwards. Phoenix has, according to Tankathon, the second toughest schedule left in the NBA. Second toughest. They played Milwaukee yesterday. Giannis was not there. They're getting blown out.
Yeah.
Gave up 80 in the first half.
Yikes.
Okay. The path is Jared Vanderbilt has got to be back. They have to avoid the number 10 spot. And if they can do that, now you're basically asking to win one game at home to put you in a spot to win one game on the road. Okay, I get it. I know that the Lakers aren't exactly a team that you could depend on. I'll still take my chances if Vanderbilt's there that they can have a good enough team to win one game at home, one game on the road. The Denver Nuggets lost yesterday. Something to keep in mind here, okay? Denver Nuggets lost yesterday. To Dallas. That's the Luka shot or the Kyrie shot.
We're
going to
spend some time talking about that later on because I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that before. That was stupid.
You're trying to just avoid the Denver Nuggets as long as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. OKC is the number one team right now in the Western Conference. The only chance that the Lakers have, not, hey, if one of these goes, the only chance that the Lakers have, in my opinion, of making any type of noise, Vando comes back, you avoid the number 10 spot, and you get the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. That's basically the only shot that you got. Because if...
That's so funny to think of, and you it need to be
it has to
OKC
be all of this.
At the number one spot. And, you're hunting the number one seed.
You're hunting the number one seed, and again, I go back, if they're 10, they're not getting out of the play-in. And, and I'm also talking about that you can't be number 10.
Because you have to win two road games.
You have to win two road games, and frankly... This team is already all over the place. That to ask them to win two road games, I don't think that's going to happen. You need about three or four things to go your way to just try to get into some type of rhythm and potentially make some noise. I don't think if any of those things happen, it is funny.
It just makes, yeah, it just makes you laugh. They need three or four things to get to the first round where they can play a series. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
You're the Lakers.
But it doesn't matter if you're the Lakers. But it doesn't matter if you're the Lakers. This is what we've watched. Take the name at the Lakers out of it. This is the product that you have.
Yeah.
This is who you have.
Yeah.
So that's the path. If they're going to go make some noise, we just need to hit a few different lottery pieces.
So diluted.
The problem with your plan is, and you sold me on it, but I don't know if they're good enough to do the first part of the plan. Is Vanderbilt will either come back or he won't. Yeah. If he doesn't, I agree with you.
He's an important
He's incredibly
piece.
Important mm-hmm. because he's, other than Anthony Davis, he's the only person on your team that's going to give you a consistent defensive performance.
Yep.
LeBron can kind of pick his spots here and there, but you're going to need...
He's a specialist on the side that the Lakers have now all of a sudden have refused to play.
You're going to need LeBron to be A-plus LeBron offensively, which means you're going to get not much from him defensively. That's just the fact of having a guy that's in his 21st season. He can't give it to you on both ends every single night. Fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. When you watch them play, they're so flawed in so many ways that not only can they have to what you're talking about where avoid the 10, which, you know, yeah, they probably will because of their schedule. They're going to win some games and probably crawl out of it.
They'll probably lose games we thought they were supposed to win.
Of course they will because that's who they are. Yeah. So they're not going to crawl up to the 8. I think that their most likely spot is the 9. So do they win that game? Yeah, sure. Can they? Yeah, but you better hope that something weird doesn't happen like AD gets hurt again or misses some time or you have a bad night where he has one of those clunkers. Nights. The problem after that is they're just not as good as the other teams that are in there. I know that they've beaten Oklahoma City. I know that they've had a pretty good record against Phoenix this season, and Phoenix is going the wrong way, like you mentioned. But when you just watch them play, there's just too many problems, right? That they don't defend the three. They don't defend, period. When LeBron makes threes, they got a chance. When LeBron doesn't, they're kind of cooked.
D'Lo has to go off.
They just you gotta. Quite frankly, let's be honest. You better hope it's not a close game. They're not very good at that, mm-hmm. right? They're not very good when it comes down to executing and getting plays and getting good shots and making good decisions at the end of games, because they just seem to be a little out of sorts at the end of games. And I think that's a direct reflection of Darvin. He just does not seem to have a real good feel for how to execute those at the end of games. He just doesn't.
He's coaching for his job.
No question about it.
This next 30 days will determine
if they lose the 9-10. Mm-hmm. Or even if they win 9-10 and lose the 7-8, he's gone. If they get beat in the first round, and I really think it doesn't even if he went seven games against the number one seed, it's like, I don't know. Like, what are we doing here?
I'll tell you the only scenario I see. If it's Denver and it's a good series, it's the only one.
To do what? To come back and try it again a third year in a row and hope you don't run into the Nuggets?
But doesn't that sound like the only scenario?
I don't think that would make a difference. I think that it's literally you're going to have to go on a real run, not a hey if A then B then B then C then C then yeah. D then D then, you know, it's most. Do you get to the conference finals again?
Okay, what if you got this? Is so stupid to run these, but let's say you got the Thunder in the first round. You beat the Thunder in the first round.
Yeah, maybe that lets him wiggle off the hook a little bit. But I agree with you. He's fighting for his job. That all of the if one of these things does not fire.
You just need 5 of 5 on the things I put
right.
out there.
That if one of those things doesn't fire, you're in deep, deep
it's
trouble.
It's so delusional. And I admire your optimism, but it's just like it's not
even optimism.
Happen.
I'm just telling you that all these need to happen in order for them to do anything.
Here's Charles Barkley's response to all of this.
You know, our sister network on the idiots on the other network.
That's
keep
us.
Talking about the Lakers and the Warriors like they got a chance, but. Listen,
have a chance to call the play-in.
The play-in is not a real thing, just for the record. That's just something we made up, Shaq. It's just like the CBI tournament. That's what the Lakers.
The play-in is just like the CBI tournament is my favorite thing that Charles Barkley has said in a very long time. It's just something we made up. It's like the CBI.
We did make it up.
That's awesome.
We did make it up.
As Laker fans, mm-hmm. the play-in has been our bread and butter for three of the last 4 years. It's like, this is without it? What are we talking about?
Well, okay, here's the only thing. Without it, they would have got 7 seeds. This year is the one year where it's basically, if you don't have the play-in, your last game's April 14th.
Their
last game might be April 16th or 18th.
I hope AD's eye is better, because without him, that was like, oh, yeah. We answered the question, who's the most important guy on this team, quickly. That didn't take long.
When you saw him, he left at the end of the first quarter. I'm like, yeah, no, that's a wrap. Like, the game's over.
Pretty much.
Of course it is.
Pretty much. KD, LeBron, and Steph, all three or two of those three are not coming out of the play-in. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got an Ask Slee coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. So far, your efforts have been good, not great. Let's just call it what it is. It's good, not great. Some good ones in there, but
pick
we can use
up.
A few more. So
we know it's Monday, but yeah. We know you have been thinking about these all weekend.
Post St. Patrick's Day Monday, right?
Right,
so maybe
exactly.
You're a little slow to get started today. That's fine. But send them to me at Travis Rogers. Send them to M at Emily Hebel. You could send them to Cody as well. Cody, yours has like some random X in it, so
no,
I never remember.
My full name, except the O is an X.
Okay.
KXDYLUU.
Yeah, that's I'll never remember that. So find
MySpace.
Cody. Find Cody Lou on Twitter, and you can send him to him as well, because that X throws me off every time. I'm like, why does Cody have an X in his name?
For the Python.
For Chuck.
Yeah,
exactly.
But Chuck doesn't have an X either. Anyway,
well,
it's very,
you don't know that.
It's a very
good point. Good point. Also, it's our first signature event of the year. It's coming up on Saturday. 710's Pickleball Madness. This Saturday, Agape Pickleball Center. That's at Mile Score Park in Fountain Valley. We get going at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go all the way till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Food, drinks, games. There's a fun zone. There are March Madness games all over TV. Plus, you can sign the biggest birthday card in the world. It is Mace's birthday. We are also celebrating Mason and Ireland's 20th anniversary on ESPN LA. So why not RSVP right now for your seat? Go to ESPNLA.com, click the Pickleball Madness logo. Special thanks to Subaru. Love, it's what makes Subaru a Subaru. And now the love is electric, Sue. How about that? Electric love.
It's electric.
Silly. Electric love. Did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
So much. Like, I don't even know where. I don't know where to start.
So much green beer.
So much. Nah, listen, if I was 22 years old, maybe I'd do something at this stage now.
Nothing?
No.
Em, how about you?
No.
I had a lovely beach day.
Which beach?
I went to Zuma, and I got there at like probably 9:30, so I got there pretty early. And then I stayed until about 3:30.
That's a full day.
Yeah, and then I drove home, and I stopped and got some like nice wine, like to treat myself.
Treat yourself.
Very nice.
Yeah, I just had a lovely day, finished my book, had a great day of just some Emily time. It was great.
But not anything St. Patrick's
not
Day
Irish.
Themed.
I was not reading an Irish book. I was not drinking green beer, and I'm okay with that. I don't need to be in crowded spaces on St. Patrick's Day.
Code,
did
I thought
you'd
be like at a festival or something, you know?
you and Chuck celebrate Lord of the Dance style or something like that?
Chuck is definitely into the green beer. He gets wild on St. Patrick's. It's his favorite holiday.
Yeah, that is a young... Well, you are a young man. I thought maybe you might go out and do
something.
Well,
I'm only in high school, so...
Yeah, did you do anything St. Patrick's Day related?
No, I wore green, but not nothing. Mm.
Did you ever... You just brought up randomly the... Not randomly, but Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
It's that dancing where they don't move their arms. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly, yes.
Bro, when I was in college...
Did you go see it?
No, I didn't see it, but... Yeah, maybe this just could have been times where we... Maybe you drank. Maybe you did something else. And then me and my buddy, we were just so, how are they doing this? How are they so in line perfectly? Michael Flatley, if you guys remember. But yeah, but the dancing was unbelievable. For some reason,
well,
we thought.
They practice, you know.
I understand that, too. It was incredible. You just mentioned Lord of the Dance right away. I'm like, I'm going to go find my DVD from 2000. I'm going to crack that thing open
later.
Me and
you on Saturday? Let's go learn.
I'm in.
You guys should do it.
I had some friends that were into Irish step dancing, and it was just very weird to see them, because they had to put the wigs on, too, the super curly girl wigs.
Oh, okay.
To do it, and they wear like the whole outfit and everything. It's kind of crazy.
Not really a wig-related activity person.
I'll throw one on.
Like, hey, first thing you got to do is you got to put this wig on.
Wigs, Al, because you're a spy. Disguise yourself.
It's like the Americans.
I like on Thursday when I did the show from San Diego, instantly you're like, yeah, you're at a location nobody knows. I'm like, traveling just...
Well, it's the same. It's curious that it's always, you know, just kind of under the radar, just kind of happens, and you just disappear. You never really kind of fill us in on what's going on, and then you come back. You never really bring up anything. It's just so we just kind of just assume that you're off on an assignment.
Slee was in San Diego.
Yeah, all your
well, that's
wigs.
What you say, but there's never a back. I never see the Coronado Bridge in the background.
No,
I never see Petco Park in the background.
It's just like the Kate Middleton
Park.
Thing. We don't have actual proof. People are saying they've seen her. They say we've seen Slee. You're in San Diego, but there's no video evidence.
Do us a favor. The next time you're down there on one of your day offs or whatever you call it, like do a little video where you're walking by Granite Hills High School and just like, hey, here it is, home of the Eagles, and this is where I am. I'm down here to see my mom and my sisters.
Just says 2007. 7 in the right
you
corner.
Have a lot of hair.
It has Getty image in the corner.
How about, yeah, no, this is me.
This
just
is
couple
me.
Days
yeah,
ago.
I just grew it out for the weekend.
A couple it's days
no,
ago.
No big deal at all. You brought up something this morning that I think is really interesting.
That never happens.
That well, that's why it caught me by surprise. The face of the NBA for the last 10, 12, maybe 15 years, mm-hmm. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. You know, Kobe, of course, was a big part of those guys as well. But those have been the guys in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And 4 championships for LeBron, 4 for Curry. Kevin Durant's got a couple as well with Curry, so they don't count nearly as much. Which
attached himself KD, with a, yeah. another really good team.
Yeah, he's like, he's probably that listening right now. But these have been the guys. The next mm-hmm. group of guys are Luka and SGA, Giannis, Jokic, mm-hmm. Morant, the guy in Minnesota whose name I'm
Jason. Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yep. Tatum. Yep.
Tatum, Wemby, mm-hmm. Zion. None of these guys, other than maybe Giannis and Jokic, have really kind of impacted as far as championships go. But this could be the year where it's kind of that inflection point, right? That Steph and LeBron, one of them is going to be out after one game because they're going to play each other, right? So, somebody's going to be out.
Or even if Phoenix falls back, it's KD or Bron are out, right? Or KD or Steph is out.
Of the three guys, one of them will be out in the first game, mm-hmm. right? Of the three of them, two of them are likely to be out after the play-in round is done sorting itself out. And whoever survives, whether it's Durant, whether it's LeBron, or whether it's Curry, are going to be underdogs in their opening series. They're going to be going into a series where you're not really, at least from a seeding standpoint, they're going to be underdogs. Is this the beginning of the end of that era? Is the next era all those other players we talked about, and are we ready for it? Because when I was watching on Saturday night, mm-hmm. LeBron versus Curry is high theater. It's awesome. They're those guys, and every time they play, it feels like it's a big deal.
Even at this stage,
and they're 9-10. Okay, and it's like whatever, but it's high theater.
It's high theater, and it's not that. You watch those games, you're like, remember when Bron used to be good? No, he's still pretty good. Hey, remember when Steph used to hit all the... No, Steph's still really, really good. They're still putting up 30-plus points when yep. they're doing it. Let me play off of what you just said. They're all chasing, every single one of them. KD joined the Phoenix Suns, got traded, and joined Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. By the way, they got Yusuf Nurkic, they got Grayson Allen, they got a championship head coach in Frank Vogel. Mm-hmm. And they're barely hanging on to avoid getting out of the play-in. All right, you got the Golden State Warriors. They just won a championship a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, you can call it. It hasn't been that long since they won it. Wiggins is still there. Clay's still there. Draymond's still there. Steph is still there. Steve Kerr is still there. Okay, they're clearly chasing it. They're not a lock to make anything happen or get out of the play-in. And then the Lakers, I don't need to talk about the Lakers trying to hold on for dear life as well. Could this just be, hey, that window, that page, those days of those three players specifically, that thing is done.
Yeah.
And
the evidence saying it is.
Here's the thing. One of two things can happen. They could all be completely done. Or one of those teams can go on a run, and you also wouldn't be surprised or shocked.
You know, it's funny, Al. I would be surprised and shocked at this point.
What if one of those teams got the Thunder?
I would be
and
really
just
surprised.
Experience.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying that one of those teams couldn't win a series, but that to me isn't constituting going on a run when you have Steph Curry, LeBron James, or Kevin Durant. That's not winning a round is not
yeah,
going that, on a run.
Yeah.
Not with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Going on a run is getting to the conference finals. None of those teams are going to the conference finals. They're just not. Because they're going to pick each other off along the way. Mm-hmm. And two, if those teams were good, they would have had an extended period of time where they look really good. And really none of them have. For a variety, there's injuries, there's all this other stuff. And guys, those other teams are better than they are. The Nuggets and the Mavericks and the Pelicans and certainly
Sacramento's beating up teams.
Sacramento and Minnesota and OKC, they're just better. Mm-hmm. You know how I know? Because they win more games. Mm-hmm. And look, I get it. On any given night, sure. But at some point, playing 65 games has to account for something. And it just, I don't know. It just feels like it is very, very clearly we've kind of flipped that
There's
page
your
to the
eight,
other side.
9-10. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron James.
Astley coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I got a lot of Silverado High Country time this weekend, Slee. Not unlike where Emily was. I was up in Malibu on Saturday for most of the day. Susan and I cruised up there in the high country.
Oh, very nice.
It was a good deal. And, of course, we got it at Rotolo Chevrolet. So if you've been thinking about that Silverado, if you've been thinking about anything, Chevy cars and trucks, why not go to Rotolo? Because you're going to have unbelievable selection, you're going to have unbelievable pricing, and you are going to have second-to-none customer service to the tune of 13 years in a row they've won Dealer of the Year by being transparent, by being courteous, by being upfront, and you know everything that's going on. Have you ever felt that way when you bought a car or truck before? My guess is maybe not. So why not come out to Rotolo Chevrolet right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. That's where Mike Capozzo makes sure that you're the most important person on that lot, because that's exactly what you are to them, and they do it every single day 13 years in a row. Rotolo Chevrolet. If you can't come in, go online. RotoloChevy.com. R-O-T-O-L-O. RotoloChevy.com, and tell them that Travis sent you. 877-710-ESPN. That's the phone number if you want to do an Ask Slee on the phone. Or, of course, you can send it via Twitter, like our pal Chrissy does in the Trav and Slee community. And she writes, Slee, hashtag Ask Slee.
Okay.
When taking a shower, do you face towards or away from the shower head?
Towards the shower head.
It's hitting you in the chest.
Really?
And in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have hair like where I have to, like, you know, get back
but I just
and
get,
do
like,
my thing.
Even so, I get stuff in my eyes. Like I get like water
no, I mean,
in my
but
eyes
I don't have like the shower
it.
Head directly hitting me in the pupils. You know, I have the head down a little bit. Head's down
like
a little.
Hitting in the chest.
Hitting in the chest.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. The way our shower is behind, if I'm facing the shower head, behind me is where the shampoo is going to be and the soap and everything else. Okay, so everything's going to be there. So I'm going to have to turn around and get what I need, but I'm always facing the shower.
So, okay.
Chrissy, that's a great question.
It's a great question, and I started thinking about it when I read it. It depends on what I'm washing
well,
at the time.
Well, that happens,
right?
Of course. I mean, there's times where I'm spinning around.
But I think the vast majority of it, I'm facing away from it.
Same. I thought people only faced the shower in movies because it was cinematic. Like, I hadn't even thought about the idea of facing the shower while I take a shower.
No,
sometimes
it depends
you have
on
to.
What I'm doing.
Sometimes you have to box out, right? So sometimes you gotta turn around to box out, cleaning
but
off
I'm
some
doing
certain areas.
My body,
yeah.
I'm facing away from it. If I'm doing my face and my hair, I'm facing towards it.
Sometimes I'm
that, that's even worse because then you're getting the. So if you're facing the shower while you're doing your hair
you
in your face,
system in
you're getting your. Wouldn't you get stuff in your eyes?
No, I lather my hands. Yeah. I wash my face. Yeah. I stick my face in the water.
Sometimes, sometimes I go side and I'm just facing the glass, like my nose is hitting our slight.
And then
side
when I do my hair, because when I stand up, you know, I'm taller than the shower head, so it's not hitting me in the head unless I aimed it.
But then to wash your hair, you put your head in like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like how?
Hey,
I don't know why that just annoys me so much, but the idea that you're
just
dipping
to squat
your head in like this. No, turn your back so it doesn't get in your eyes.
I only turn my back when I'm washing my body.
Yeah, but don't you close your eyes?
It makes no sense.
No, it makes sense. Don't you just close your eyes?
You can close your eyes and things still get in your eyes.
I haven't had that issue. I think something happened to you as a kid where they told you got to do it this way, and you're still doing it that way.
I get soap in my eyes all the time, especially if I by accident.
I had soap in my eyes since I was like 8.
Yeah, that's not an issue for me either.
Yeah.
I'm able to
fantastic.
Avoid it.
But it's also because I did have it happen in 8, and since 8,
it does sting
I've
a little
been
bit.
Very, very
diligent.
It's the only thing
I can hear you in the shower going, I got a little, you know, coast in my eye.
That's pretty funny.
Also, the way that men wash their face is so crazy to me. You guys just like.
Yeah, we don't wash our face. We just literally, it takes 1.4 seconds and then we're done.
We do it the proper way. You do it in the way that your blood flow should go. Sorry,
what?
I hit that
do you
again.
Not know we're not idiots? Do you not know that?
This is.
No, Michelle's the same way.
I take the bar soap. Yeah. I get a lather in my hands. Put the bar soap back in the little tray.
Yep.
I go. Scrub my face for three seconds.
Insane.
That's already
that's
twice
insane.
As much as I go.
And then I make sure I get back here behind my jawline, and that's it. And then rinse it off. That's it.
Wait.
We move on.
And
move
that's,
on after that.
And that's just why it's like there's a thing on TikTok of like women critiquing how their boyfriends or husbands like just go insane and wash their face in such a crazy way.
No, we're
didn't know it was complicated.
You're supposed to do it in a certain way. Anyway.
What do you got, Em?
All right, so mine's from Kat from Whittier, and he asks, would you rather ride a bull at a rodeo, bungee jump off a bridge, or jump off the side of a cliff into a lake? So options are ride a bull, bungee jump, or jump off the side of a cliff into a lake.
Bungee jump really scares me. That, and I've gone skydiving before, but the bungee jump, that one, I can't comprehend doing that one. So that's going to be number three. So now it's jumping off a cliff into a lake or riding a bull. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and jump off that cliff.
So how high up in the air does it need to be to constitute a cliff? Give me a number.
I have a hard time conceptualizing.
Well, a basketball hoop's 10 feet.
4 or 5 stories. Let's say 4 stories.
So that's 50 feet.
Enough that you would not get injured. You wouldn't get injured by the impact, but it's still high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go jumping off the cliff.
That's the right idea. Because I jumped off when we were in Montana on a vacation. Mm-hmm. We were doing some whitewater rafting, and they kind of put the boat in the side, and you climb out, and you get on these big rocks, and you jump into the river. And those rocks were maybe 15 feet in the air, and it felt like a mile up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so high. It's super fun, but very, very scary. The jumping into the lake is the best way
to do it. People that do the high dives, you know, all that, when they're on the platforms.
No chance. Code.
A guy they call Mario over on Twitter asks, who do you think can come in and hit a game winner for their school? You, Travis, or Emily?
Definitely not me.
A game winner in what? Basketball?
I think it's somebody just taking a jumper. I got to go with Slee. You know, I got to go with myself on this. I have to. Like, this is my one area that I have to. I have to hit the shot. You know, like, that's the only area that I feel pretty confident in that. Just let me at least take the jumper. There's a good chance.
Well, what type?
About a 40% chance.
Are you going to take one of those running left-handed 20-foot sidearm hook shots like Kyrie?
I need to be. You know, I gave the kind of example of the Lakers. They need all these 5 things to go right. I need to be top of the key. I need the defense sagging. Okay, there's a lot of things that need to happen.
You need a triple screen to come off.
I need my coach to tell me right before, I believe in you. Like, I need a lot of things.
A little emotional support. Yeah. Why not? Why not? Those are good. We got some more athletes coming up in a little bit.
That's fun.
I want to go to baseball in Korea. That looks like a lot of fun. I am all in. That's next. It's coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.